Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us this morning is Professor Adrian Puren, who is the Acting Executive Director at the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. All right, thank you. Pleased to see the jacarandas are arriving.
Yes. You know, how bad can things ever be when the jacarandas are out, right?
Indeed.
Yeah, it's just like one of those, it's just one of those things. That's why we're not protected from the fourth wave, at least until there are no more jacarandas. Anyway, let's just talk about the fact that our kids of 12 and up are able to get the vaccines tomorrow. Are we expecting a significant uptake of it?
It's difficult to tell, Howard. You know, I was just trying to think through what the approach has been to vaccination in terms of the adults, at least. And as you know, while I agree with your sentiment that children should be vaccinated, I think perhaps our priorities need to focus on what's happening in the adults as well. And my concern then, would that, if you like, that hesitancy or the extent to which adults have taken up the vaccine reflect on children? I know that children have every right to be vaccinated, but I'm not sure what the dynamics would be for children to take up the vaccine.
Well, I guess it's all about their parents, isn't it? It's not really.
I mean, that's why I say I think it's, you know, I mean, they have every right, as you know, the parents cannot refuse their children being vaccinated.
Right.
And but yet within that dynamic, it would be interesting to see, given that I think we still face various challenges around adults being vaccinated in particular, in those high risk groups. So while I agree with you that it's a good thing that children will have access to vaccines, because that certainly will contribute to herd protection, just in terms of our priorities, I think that may be a different priority, I think. Yes.
Right, absolutely. The decision to, there are a couple of things that I find a little confusing. The first one is that we still haven't started giving boosters to our medical and our healthcare workers. I would have imagined that this would have been the first step before we started vaccinating our teenagers. And of course, I'm very supportive of vaccinating teenagers, but I was just surprised, because surely, given all the information from Johnson & Johnson themselves, from everywhere we've seen around the world, we need to get our medical teams vaccinated.
Yeah, so I think there's been much discussion, I think, around boosters. As you know, there's still the view from the WHO that we should at least get everyone vaccinated, or at least one dose. Whereas I think in other countries, as you mentioned, Israel, United States, the UK and others have certainly taken up the approach around boosters. So that's been the one need. And I think it's not just the Johnson & Johnson, but also Pfizer, for example. Now, I think there is evidence to show that the vaccine efficacy, at least in terms of severe disease, has also declined in Pfizer versus, say, Moderna. So I think there are elements, you're quite right, around the consideration, and particularly the healthcare workers, in terms of boosters. But I also think, Howard, though, that I think we do need to focus on, because given that we don't always see the data, but in the older age groups, you know, 50 and above, I think that's another group that still needs a great deal of attention and focus to try and get those individuals vaccinated, given that they are the individuals that will appear in larger numbers at our hospitals, ICUs, and die, versus children. I was just looking at the numbers. So in the 10 to 19 age group, for example, there have been just under 11,000 admissions in children. Versus, let's say, a 50 to 59-year-old group, which is 93,000. And in terms of deaths as well, and this is not to say that these deaths are not important, but there have been 324 deaths in children between the age of 10 to 19, versus 25,000 deaths and 19,000 deaths in the 50 to 69-year age bracket. So, I think the focus needs to be on those particular age groups. While we agree that the access is important, but the focus, I think, and efforts should really go into those particular age groups, the old age groups, yes.
So are we vaccinating our youth for their sake or for our sake?
It's really for our sake, Howard, because again, the majority of the infections, as I understand it, in these particular age groups in children are really asymptomatic. And that severe disease in children is not to the same extent as in adults. So really their contribution to transmission may be there, but it's not a marked or significant, contribution as far as I understand it. And therefore vaccination in that group is really for community benefit rather than necessarily an individual benefit. Yes.
And I mean, I'm not saying that it's not a good reason, but what about?
No, absolutely.
What about, absolutely. What about mutations? I mean, don't we, if we look at what happened at RAGE last year, where we think that might have been one of the possible beginnings of the beta variant, surely that would be another reason, because if the virus is active in a group that hasn't been vaccinated, surely that could result in another variant.
It's a possibility, Howard, yes, but again, I think our understanding of how variants arise, I think is not always that straightforward. It could be chance events, but it could, you're quite right, be events which allow for a specific variant. If it's in circulation and becomes dominant, then yes. So there are those good reasons to vaccinate as broadly as possible and as many people as possible. I don't necessarily think that vaccinating children is the primary reason for prevention of variants. It's part of that bigger picture of trying to reach as many people as possible in terms of the current circulating Delta variant. As you know, that is still our dominant variant worldwide and is a very efficient variant. And you're quite right. The numbers of infections in this particular resurgence, if I look at the age categories again, not just in terms of hospitalizations and deaths, but just in terms of infections. Yes, children did contribute to larger numbers, but I'm not sure whether that's because we tested more, giving us perhaps a picture that we would have seen in that second resurgence. But definitely we certainly have seen an increase in the numbers of infections in those age categories that are now eligible for vaccination.
And do you think it's going to remain as a once-off, or it's going to be two doses?
I would think that it would likely be two doses. My understanding was that they were still deciding what the gap would be, I think, in terms of when to best vaccinate or obtain the second dose. So I think it should be a two dose a vaccine, yes.
Right. And that, as well, there's a couple of comments that we're starting to see from, I think, Fauci or from the FDA, saying that a mixing of vaccines does seem to be quite a good way to go. In other words, if you've had the Johnson, then to get the Pfizer as a booster. Would you agree with that in terms of the research that you're seeing?
Yes, I think from the research, I think that it does show that the addition of an RNA vaccine versus the Johnson is a good combination. But I think we should just see what the overall pictures look like. It may well be that a Johnson & Johnson may also be equally effective. But I think for the moment, I think most people would plumb for an mRNA. But I would also encourage persons who have been infected, in other words, they may have natural immunity, still to be vaccinated. I think that again is there's some really good evidence to show
to support that.
That there is great boosting post natural infection as well. So I think we should encourage, regardless whether you know you've been infected or not, that you do still be vaccinated. I think that's important. And then of course the consideration, as you quite rightly point out, is that the mixing and matching of vaccines will certainly also play an important role in terms of the boosters and or additions to the single dose Johnson & Johnson, yes.